Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef with Agnet West. And our recipe today is a fun recipe, and it's a little bit of play on something we've all had. We've all had a traditional crab cake or chicken cake or beef cake. So why not a broccoli cake? It's an easy dish to make. And more importantly, it's one that gets the family all together, because this is a dish I usually like to make with my kids where we all kind of have a little job. So let's get started. The first thing we're going to need is 4 cups of broccoli. This is a yield, I want to say, for 5 to 6 people, depending on how much you eat. 4 cups of broccoli. I'm going to use 3 cups of chicken stock to start. If I need to add more, I can always add more, but we don't want this to be extremely dry, and we don't want it to be extremely moist. It has to be that perfect balance so we can form these into cakes. I'm going to add in some red bell peppers that we're going to cut into a mince. We're going to do some fresh parsley. And I like to use a little bit of parsley because I also like to mix parsley with cilantro. I think those two flavors, they just really pop. With the cilantro, I mainly want the stems, because most of the flavor in the cilantro is actually found in the stems. And we can have some fun with this. We can grate a little bit of potato into this, which I like to do, just because if this is a dish that I'm going to serve in my restaurant or in my kitchen, I want to make sure that it's hearty. And this especially screams out to everybody who wants to get a good hearty meal, but is trying to avoid meat or trying to avoid, you know, eating something that's not good for them. It's a very easy dish to make. Once we mix all these ingredients in, we're going to season to taste, always with salt and pepper. I like to mix in there whatever kind of cheese you want. I prefer Bravo Farms white cheddar, because I think cheddar and broccoli is a match made in heaven. They were made for each other. We mix those together in a bowl, put it in the refrigerator, and let it sit. We're going to let this sit probably for about a good 3 to 4 hours. This has to be a nice mix that's not completely rock solid, but solid enough for us to form into cakes. In a nice hot saute pan, you're going to add in a tablespoon of vegetable oil, not olive oil for this, because we don't want it to turn black. We don't want it to burn. We're going to put the cake in there. We're going to let it sear after we have formed them into cakes on both sides, about 3.5 minutes each. And then you can put it in the oven for another 5 minutes at 400 degrees just to make sure it's nice and stiff. For this and many more of my recipes, please follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. Watch me on www.foodietv.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef, with Agnet West.